This is a download from Triple J,
Australia's national youth network. On radio,
on TV,
and online.
For more music, current affairs, comedy, and culture,
triplej.net.au.
And now,
Robbie,
Marie,
and the Doctor.
Triple J.
It's 7:08. And that voice that you hear saying that she's vain and putting on lipstick is the wonderful Kristen Schaal. By the way, lyrics born just there here on Triple J. Now, Lindsay.
Yes?
You saw Kristen on Saturday night.
I did. I was very excited to see you, Kristen Schaal, on Saturday night because I am a very big fan of Flight of the Conchords, which, as we have to keep reiterating, has not been played in Australia yet because people are stupid.
Well, we're just trying to jump on something that's kind of going to be big here really soon, so it looks like we're early adopters, essentially. But we have seen them online, and they look amazing. And you play, kind of scary role, actually, in that show.
I play a complicated role. There's a lot going on with her.
Who is she?
She is the Flight of the Conchords number one fan and only fan in America. So she's incredibly devoted to them.
It's such a wonderful story how these two New Zealand blokes ended up with a comedy show on a channel like HBO in America, which is home to such incredible shows. How did you get brought into it?
Well, it sort of came from doing the comedy circuit. I was doing the HBO Comedy Festival, and I kind of got folded into it from that. So, yeah.
Do you get much of a, Flight of the Conchords, like Robbie was saying, there's been a lot of internet episodes and stuff like that. Do you get a lot of that crossover audience? Do people go, I'm just going to come to your stand-up show to see Mel from Flight of the Conchords?
I think I have more in the States, like in Chicago and stuff. But here, I'm not sure because I don't know. I haven't taken a poll after the show.
Why not?
To find out.
How long have you been here for?
I've tried to, talk to people as they're leaving and be like, how'd you hear about me? Have you seen me on TV?
Because you also, you said you were talking about the stand-up circuit, but you're also a writer. You've done some writing for South Park and an actor. Mm-hmm. You've been in Law & Order.
Thank you.
But you did, yes.
I've been on two different ones, Criminal Intent and SVU.
Who did you play in those?
On SVU, I played a cremator. And on on Criminal Intent, I played a waitress who was sleeping with a terrorist.
Wow.
Did you do method acting to get into those roles? Did you cremate anyone just to get into the mindset of the character?
Well, I did light several things on fire and watch them die, but no people.
It wasn't officially cremating.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a cremator is tough because she has to be, she has to be sympathetic and no nonsense.
True. My favourite story about your act, I don't even know if this is acting or not, but you did something for Dennis Leary's roast.
Yeah.
And you ended up puking.
Yeah, you read The Onion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was like my first job. And I was, he was just filming the intro to the show, and it's the camera is panning up to like on a model's body, and you cut back to him, and he's like, I want to. Get with that, and then the camera cuts back, and it's me turning around wearing the same wig as the model, giving him my best sex face, the bedroom eyes of the century, and that was my work.
And Dennis Leary is supposed to be disappointed when he sees.
Well, it's funny because then you cut back to him and he's like,
isn't that a bit humiliating?
I don't know how to read that. I mean, who knows why he was disappointed? It could have been anything. He could have thought, oh, that's my girlfriend. Who knows? Like, I don't want to read into it.
We've got Kristen Schaal in this morning. Now, if you're wondering what kind of character she plays in Flight of the Conchords, well, here's just a little sample, actually.
Oh, my God. Jermaine, are you okay?
Yeah.
You're out?
Mm-hmm.
Did the cops try to strip search you?
No.
Did they find anything?
No, they didn't strip search me.
Oh, I thought you said they did.
No.
Oh, well, did any of your cellmates, rape you?
No.
Oh, good. good, because if I was a convict, you know, and I was in a cell with a pretty boy like you, I would definitely wait till lights out, put a hand over your mouth,
Did you get to, like, make up a lot of these lines yourself, or is it fairly heavily scripted?
It is scripted, but a lot of the scenes at the end got to be improvised a little bit. Like, as long as they get the first, like, three or four lines out, then they kind of let me go a little bit.
We're talking to Kristen Schaal on Triple J. It is 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. Stick around.
That is Expatriate from the debut album of last year. It's about 16 after 7, and a little bit of feedback going on, but that's fine. We have American comic Kristen Schaal, who is in the country, and she's... Are you filming a video at the moment, Kristen? Is that what's going on? Or are you just really slow at taking a photograph?
I was filming a video.
Oh, good.
Of you, Robbie.
Wow.
Sorry.
Where's that going to end up?
Well, where's this ending up?
Well, that's a very good question, actually.
Yeah, I think it's only fair.
If you would like to phone in.
You're doing a show for Comedy Festival, which my parents went to see and they enjoyed it very much. So well done, you. Yeah, they went to see you and they loved it. Mm. And it's funny the generational thing, because I've had different friends go and see your show, and my best friend went and said she's kind of a bit like Miranda July, who's the writer director who did Me and You and Everyone We Know. So I hope that's a compliment.
It is. Yeah, I like that.
And my dad said she's kind of like Rita Rudner. So
do you remember Naked Beneath My Clothes?
I don't know. It was the generational thing. I think they were going, because you get described as like kooky and, I mean, does that give you the shits?
You mean do I get diarrhea when someone describes me as a little kooky? Yeah. No, actually, no. Other things give me diarrhea, but not that. No, I like it. I do.
It's a very high-class show, as you probably recognize.
How would you describe your stand-up? You can touch my knee. Very tactile. I like
touching.
I don't mind
touching your knee, but it's bare. What was the question?
How do you, like, when people ask about your stand-up? Because, you know, you involve someone else and you've got sort of songs and all kinds of stuff. What are you as a stand-up performer?
Who are you, Kristen Schaal?
Oh, who's the real me? Yeah. Ah! I'm just kidding. Once I take the glasses off, I become a gorgeous... That's in all the American movies. You know, she's, like, so ugly with her glasses, and she's so awkward, and then she takes them off. And it's like,
yeah, sexy.
Oh, this is the real me. Yeah. my comedy in America is described as alternative. Because it's not just straight standing on stage with a mic. It more utilizes every sort of theatrical aspect I can think of, and I like to inject a lot of surprise and twists and turns that just aren't coming out of verbal jokes.
And one thing which I thought was very innovative at the start of the very, very start of the show is that you introduced the introducer onto the stage.
Yeah.
Which you then sort of hung around for half the set. Is that the Kurt guy? Is he in your show a lot?
Kurt and I do stand-up comedy together. We do sketch comedy in the States a lot. So this is a show that I did in Edinburgh, but I wanted to, when I was invited to come to Melbourne, I wanted to do a show with him just because I'd already done that show in Melbourne, in Edinburgh. So I like to do sketches with him a lot. He's really fun to work with.
But is it true that you sort of were advised that maybe he should take a lesser role because you're more famous?
Yeah, they sort of fought against having a two-person... Yeah, the show that I wanted to do. So that's sort of coming out a little bit in this show.
So he starts off with just you, and then you just bring him on more and more until he's just basically on stage all the time.
Yeah, that's exactly... who knows what'll happen at the end of the run.
Do you find it? I mean, there is the image of stand-up comedians as, you know, the sad clowns, and that they all go home and sort of cry into their pillows.
Well, in fact, there's actually a counsellor that's been assigned.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask. The Melbourne Melbourne Comedy Festival has a counsellor for comedians who...
just Canadians.
For comedians.
Oh, comedians. So, like, just for Glenn Wolfe.
Canadian comedians, you know, get special discounts, but comedians specifically to counsel them if they haven't sold enough tickets or if, you know, maybe their materials, you know, touch from the heart. Do you think you might utilise this service?
That is so telling of Melbourne's, like, reactions I'm getting in the audience. You guys just want to cradle us with your laughs and your enthusiasm. I don't think I'll be using the counselor. No, that's not how I was raised. I was raised to just swallow my problems.
To repress it.
Suck it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess that's where a lot of it.
But that's really sweet.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Can I talk about other things besides the festival?
I think so, yeah. Just go in there and talk about the time you lost your bike when you were 10 or something. You know, which probably led to you being a stand-up. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that was a terrible day.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up any
painful
memories.
No, that was my favorite bike.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Jeez.
Hey. How many bikes did you have?
Just none after that.
Kristen, if you would be up for doing a little bit of weather for us this morning, that'd be really,
get
really
out.
Kind of you. Yeah,
come on, you said you'd been listening to
the show. I know that you're a professional. You've been on Law and Order and what was the other one? A CSI or something?
Maybe you could read it in the character as a cremator.
Oh, real? Okay, so here, should I start?
Yeah, go for it. This is under Tism's, if you're not famous at 14, you're finished. There we go.
Are we reading the weather or are we singing a song? Oh, this is behind me?
Yeah.
It's track two.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Wait, really? Is this? Are we still on the air?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. It just sounds this shambolic all the time.
Okay. Hey, guess what, Melbourne? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Australia, Sydney, Adelaide, Alice Springs, and everywhere else. Brisbane?
Yeah.
Okay, this is your weather today. Get excited. So if you're living in Townsville, well, get ready to sit in some cloudy shade because it's only going to be 31 degrees Celsius. If you're in Brisbane, you're going to have a mostly good day because it's mostly sunny today, 27. If you're in Newcastle, throw a picnic. You're sunny and it's 24 degrees. Same with Sydney. Get on your boats. Just go around the Opera House a couple times, 25 degrees. Canberra? Am I saying that correctly?
Canberra.
Mostly sunny, 19. All right, Melbourne, get ready to stare at your navel, light some candles, and rock slowly in your dark bedroom because it's going to be raining today at 19 degrees. Same with Hobart. Maybe you can call some family in Hobart and talk about how depressing autumn is already. If you're in Adelaide, clearing shower, 22 degrees. I don't even know what that means, clearing shower. I guess they're trying to make you feel better by saying that it might go away. And in Perth, just some doom, rain developing, okay? 23 degrees. Broome, thunderstorms. That is the most exciting town now in Australia. You guys are going to have thunderstorms at 33 degrees. It's going to be warm. And it's going to be thundering. Darwin, that's a great name. Late thunder. So expect some thunder late. You think it will happen, and then it'll be late. So 33, Alice Springs, mostly sunny. Please, take too long?
No.
People are just like, move along.
23
up. Hey, coming up after this, I want to find out why Kristen Schaal is a horse.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. After 7, and that wonderful singing voice that you hear harmonising there is Kristen Schaal, who's from New York City, as is Santa Gold, who you heard just there. You haven't run into her in the streets.
No, does it say Lower East Side Artist? Is that...
is that what its LES stands for?
It might.
It probably does.
If I have ran into Santa Gold in the streets, she was undercover. Because once you see her, you know exactly who she is. She has such a memorable look.
Now, Lindsay, when I walked in here this morning,
yes,
the first thing Lindsay said to me was Kristen Schaal as a horse in this kind of way that made it sound like he had Tourette's and he couldn't, like, stop the words from coming out of his mouth.
Also pretty sure that Amelia, our producer, text messaged me yesterday with Kristen Schaal as a horse, Kristen Schaal as a horse.
Do you want to explain yourself, Lindsay? Because you've been saying it since the show started.
Why do I have to? Because we have Kristen Schaal here.
Okay, Kristen, do you want to explain this?
Well, sure. Kristen Schaal is a horse is a sketch that I do with Kurt, who I talked about, Kurt Brownler. And,
the lesser known. Yeah. Yeah, not so famous.
For now, I hope he enjoys his anonymity. Oh, that's a tough one to get out at 7. Okay, so Kristen Schaal's horse is a sketch should I explain the sketch? Basically, or should
I guess
they come
I'm
see
sorry.
I should come and see the show.
it's a game of repetition where Kurt sings Kristen Schaal is a horse. Kristen Schaal is a horse. Kristen Schaal is a horse. Look at her dance. Look at her go. Look at her dance like a horse. That's sort of how it goes. But it goes like that for 4 minutes, and I dance beside him.
And it's one of the show highlights.
It is. People love it. I don't want to give away the secret. I'll just allude to the fact that there's something refreshing about being dumb.
In terms of the fame game, you're saying, you know, Kurt playing B team to you at the moment. Obviously, people might go up and saying, "Can you introduce me to Christian?
No one.
Can you hook me up?"
No,
not that you know of. He's just not telling you.
No,
probably.
He'll tell. He might tell me.
He'll pass on phone numbers.
Oh, if he hasn't been, then I'm livid. Do you think that's happening?
Probably. The Melbourne Comedy Festival is a place to pick up. This is like,
really?
Yeah, this is for comedians. This is the time when comedians are sort of rock and roll stars for all of 3 weeks.
Well, yeah. I heard that the men here can just take a different lady home every night, but I haven't gotten any word on the ladies, like, and their opportunities. For mating rituals here.
Well, you've got a
romantic
a day off today, I believe.
I do.
So it's nice to spoil it by getting up really early and coming on the radio when you're at 7 a.m.
I know. I guess they're gonna go to have a picnic at the botanical gardens. But basically, I'm gonna drink during the day. it's a treat, isn't it? To get to drink in the afternoon.
Mm. Yeah. No. Highly recommended.
It's nothing better than being a little bit buzzed at 2 p.m. in my opinion.
That's pretty much that. I think that's the moral of this radio show is, like, get drunk during the day. Makes sense. And then it's, you've got to start earlier because you've got to go to bed earlier.
Well, hopefully the Prime Minister isn't listening, who is currently on a bit of a mission to stop binge drinking across the nation.
Well, that's good.
So it's responsible.
It kills brain cells, and it's not good for you, and it ruins your ambition.
Mm.
but at the same time, relax.
Kristen Schaal, thank you so much for coming in and visiting
us. Well, is that how I'm ending my interview, talking about how I'm going to go get drunk now?
Pretty much.
How long are you doing the show for in Melbourne? And is it completely sold out?
Not at all. There is plenty of seats. I'm doing it till April 13th.
All right.
Okay, and of course you can catch out your wonderful talents on Flight of the Conchords as well, which is going to screen in Australia, we're thinking, on Channel 10.
Yeah, I think sort of April or May.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Long overdue.
Mm. Yeah, you guys, get with it.
Yeah,
I think it's even showing in New Zealand.
Of course.
Come on, it's ridiculous.
News headlines coming up next. Thanks, Kristen.
Sure, thank you. Triple J.
Yay!